Hello and welcome to our program, Costco Connections, July 2023, brought to you by Owl Radio and the Low Vision Resource Center. I am Tammy Frazee, and during the next half hour, I will be reading articles from Costco Connections, July 2023, here on Owl Radio. Special section for your home, a place for all things. When it comes to your home, making the most of your space makes a world of difference. With proper planning, you can maximize what you have to work with. The right products can help too. In this month's For Your Home special section, learn about American furniture company Flex Steel, which creates handcrafted modular pieces. Keep your entryway clean and presentable with tips on making a mudroom, and read up on organizational strategies to make your home office a place where you'll want to spend time. Finally, check out offerings from Costco buyers that are sure to enhance your space. A heritage of comfort. Flex Steel builds on a history of innovation and adaptability by Mark Ray. Costco Connection, a variety of Flex Steel furniture, including sofas, love seats, modular sets, recliners, a dining set, and more are available at Costco.com. Search Flex Steel. Flex Steel Industries traces its history to 1893 when the Rolfe and Ball Furniture Company opened its doors in Minneapolis. In 1901, four tradesmen, including a German immigrant who had arrived in the United States with just 50 cents in his pocket, bought the business, which eventually became Northam Industries. But 1927 might be a more important date. That's when the company added flexible steel springs to its products. Swiss inventor E. Werner Schlappritzy modeled the springs after those he'd seen in bell tower clocks. He noticed there was one piece in those clocks that never wore out, the spring, says David Crimmins, vice president of sales and product management for Flex Steel. It had to do with how the steel was poured, the chemistry of the steel, and the ultimate tensile strength. Schlappritzy first sold his springs for use in European railroad car seats, where durability was as important as comfort. After immigrating to the United States, he began making springs for residential furniture manufacturers. One of those manufacturers was Northam Industries. Besides being durable, Schlappritzy's springs offered a balance of softness and support. In fact, the patented blue steel spring, the metal has a natural blue, so important that Northam renamed itself Flex Steel Industries in 1958, a nod to the spring's strength and flexibility. The idea of flexibility also lies at the heart of the company's new Flex line of modular sofas, so named for their adaptability to make the best use of one's room space. Each Flex seating component includes a suspension box that simply drops into the assembled base. There's even a front tag to make sure you put it in the right way. It ends up having the same comfort, quality, and durability as a normal, fully built piece of Flex Steel furniture, Crimmins says. The seat bases, which you can lay out in nearly any configuration, connect with hand-tightened C-clips, while J-brackets secure the backs and arms in place. Crimmins says each component takes only a few minutes to put together, and customers can easily reconfigure the components later if their needs change. Over the decades, Flex Steel has manufactured everything from hotel furniture to RV seating. Today, however, the focus is strictly on the home and creating furniture for consumers who need furnishings that look great and fit today's active lifestyles, offering products for the living room, bedroom, and dining room. Based in Dupec, Iowa, Flex Steel builds its products in Juarez, Mexico, where Flex is built, Dublin, Georgia, and Asia. And it strives to give back to each community in which it operates. For example, every employee gets 3 days of paid time off annually for volunteer work. Employee community engagement will sustain a strong community, foster long-term business relationships, and maximize the opportunity for corporate visibility, helping Flex Steel stand out in the communities where we operate, Crimmins says. Given the company's long and flexible history, that's likely to remain true. Sidebar: sustainable sofa. Flex modular sectionals don't come with green upholstery, but perhaps they should. They feature Live Smart Evolve fabric made by Culp, which uses a high quality polyester yarn made from recycled plastic. In fact, more than 400 recycled plastic water bottles go into every 7-piece Flex sectional. Flex Steel has also partnered with the National Arbor Day Foundation to plant a tree for every Flex sectional sold at Costco.com. Very interesting. Another one for your home, neat and tidy. Adding a mudroom can help keep your family organized, by Melissa Lawrence Corbet. Costco warehouses and Costco.com carry benches and other organizational and decorative items throughout the year. Rain, snow, fall leaves, and everyday debris can get dragged into your home. If you've dreamed of having a dedicated place to store muddy or wet footwear, outerwear, and sports gear, the good news is that if you have an entrance, you can have a mudroom. First, consider the needs of those in the household, says Tamara Liebman, a Montreal-based professional organizer and a member of Professional Organizers in Canada. Count everybody, including pets. Then ask yourself, what things do you all need when you walk out of your home? What items, such as mail, work boots, keys, purse, backpack, caps, etc., do you bring home daily? Also, what gets tracked in, like mud, gravel, leaves, or dirt? Liebman recommends setting up an Insta mudroom near the entrance you use most, which may not be the front door. Sometimes a side door or garage entrance makes a better spot for a mudroom. Once you've designated an area, install hooks, shelves, or knobs on a wall. Vertical is your best option if you have limited space. Her favorite Insta mudroom hack is a shelf with coat hooks attached, which is ideal for keys, sunglasses, ID badges, purses, and knapsacks. These are super helpful, she notes, because you're increasing the amount of space you have without using valuable floor space. A bench will always be a bonus if you have the space, as it will be easier to put on and take off your shoes, says Isabel Lamy, a professional organizer and declutterer based in London. Select a bench with storage underneath, open or with drawers or shelves, or an upholstered flip-top bench or storage cube. If you live in a location that gets plenty of rain, sleet, and snow, Liebman recommends a boot tray as well. Get one that can fit by the door, beneath a bench, or in a small closet. Bins can be used individually or with cube storage shelves and are a great way to conceal clutter. Use them to organize winter gloves, hats, and scarves. In spring and summer, use them for outdoor toys, flip-flops, bug spray, and sunblock. Add a mirror to the wall over the bench or shelves to make the space look larger and as a place to check your face on the way out. A tall vase or vase makes a great place to park umbrellas. Lamy adds, we're usually more inclined to keep everything neat and tidy if the space is designed beautifully and the decor is stylish. Another one for your home, home office organization. The right layout, location, and equipment can make sure your home office works for you, by Eric J. Martin. Home office equipment, furniture, furnishings, and more are available in Costco warehouses and at Costco.com. 3 years ago, the pandemic forced millions of Americans to embrace the concept of working from home. Many companies have since called workers back to their original job sites, but 71% of businesses are permitting employees to work fully or partially from home, per a 2023 report by Buffer, a social media management tool. If you are one of the many who have learned to work efficiently from home but need to better equip your workspace, the following tips may help. Barbara Oldham, a professional organizer in Topeka, Kansas, says a well-designed home office can increase productivity and work satisfaction. When you have a designated workspace that is functional and comfortable, it can help you focus on your job and stay organized. Conversely, a poorly planned space can make it difficult to concentrate, trigger fatigue and musculoskeletal problems, and result in clutter, lack of privacy, and even safety hazards, she says. An ideal spot is a room with a door or an area with minimal distractions that will permit you to work comfortably without feeling crowded or compromised. In many homes, this means a spare bedroom, basement, attic, or another private area. The average size of a home office in the U.S. is 120 to 150 square feet, according to online magazine Architecture Lab. The pros recommend a minimum of 100 square feet. Try to pick an area with one or more windows that allow for plenty of natural light. The experts interviewed for this story recommend equipping your home office with a minimum of the following: a desk, a rolling chair, lighting fixtures, one or more cabinets, bookcases or storage units, and perhaps a cart or stand for your printer and supplies. Opt for a desk, preferably an L-shaped one with ample surface area to accommodate papers, files, your monitor, phone, and knickknacks. Convertible standing desks with adjustable heights are popular nowadays to prevent unhealthy sitting for long periods. Try to place the desk or workstation facing a window for better light without glare, and position your cabinet and storage units within easy reach or above the desk, advises Margarita Bravo, an interior designer in Denver. Give careful thought to where the outlets are located so that you can minimize cord and cable runs. They're not only trip hazards, but if the cords get damaged, they become fire hazards too, cautions professional organizer Christina Heideck, a Costco member in Cleveland, who recommends using cord channels and never placing cords beneath carpets. If you have a desktop PC and shredder, they can be placed on the floor, out of the way, but not too far from your chair. Your printer and scanner should be situated on a sturdy surface, like a nearby cart or shelf, preferably within arm's reach of your chair. Lastly, opt for a combination of ambient, task, and accent lighting. Use LED bulbs with a color temperature of 4000 to 5000 K for optimal focus, and place task lighting, such as a desk lamp, on the side of your dominant hand to minimize shadows while working, adds Bravo. The color you paint your office can promote productivity and efficiency too. Light blue helps reduce stress, suggests Oldham. Refreshing green creates creativity and focus. Clean and neutral white makes a space feel open and bright. Gray, a sophisticated color, fosters a professional atmosphere and enhances focus, she adds. With the right planning, design, and arrangement, you can create a comfortable, productive, and safe home workspace built to take care of your business needs. Sidebar: efficient filing tips. Need to keep hard copies and important records? A simple file cabinet is still a key piece of equipment. Arrange files alphabetically, by topic, or by date. Be consistent and label folders clearly. Regularly purge files to decrease clutter, but hold on to crucial legal paperwork like tax documents for at least 7 years. Place important or frequently accessed files toward the front of the drawer, says professional organizer Barbara Oldham, and anything confidential should be locked up. Another sidebar: how to share a home office. Many workers have to share a home office with a loved one due to spatial constraints. Here's how to coexist harmoniously and efficiently. Set clear boundaries and expectations for the area. Establish designated areas for each person and use room dividers for privacy, recommends Margarita Bravo, an interior designer. Communicate consistently about schedules, preferences, and needs. Respect each other's space. Clean up after yourself and avoid distracting activities like loud phone calls, professional organizer Barbara Oldham advises. Next one, for your health. Sweat Equity, an examination of perspiration by Lance Fraser. Costco Connection, water and a variety of sports drinks and electrolyte replacement items are available in Costco warehouses and at Costco.com. Everyone sweats, whether it's due to nerves, exercise, work, or just a really hot day. Our pores open up and release fluid so we can cool off by evaporation. Sweat just means that your body temperature is elevated and you need to stay hydrated, says Costco member Christopher Minson, a professor in the Department of Human Physiology at the University of Oregon. When we can't sweat, or sweat when we don't need to, it's time to worry. Excessive sweating without any apparent cause is hyperhidrosis. It's more socially disruptive than harmful, and usually it's treatable with medications. Night sweats are associated with menopause, but also with more serious conditions such as certain cancers. If you experience them, it's wise to follow up with a doctor visit. You should also be alarmed when you can't sweat, which is anhydrosis, says Dr. Lewis Nelson, chief of the Division of Medical Toxicology at Rutgers, New Jersey Medical School, as this can lead to heat exhaustion and heat stroke with serious impacts on the body and the brain. A range of congenital or genetic conditions can have an impact on the ability to sweat, as can a variety of conditions, including psoriasis, burns, Parkinson's disease, and multiple sclerosis. There are also reactions to some medications that will decrease sweating, some for an overactive bladder or incontinence, and certain medications for depression. Adds Minson, if you're exercising and are unable to sweat, you can become overheated in as little as 10 minutes. Staying on top of fluid loss. Sweat can pull critical substances like sodium and magnesium from the body. Too much sweating without replacing lost fluids can lead to heat exhaustion with spasms, muscle cramps, nausea, and tiredness. Go beyond that point and you run the risk of heat stroke, which can be fatal. Minson points out that sweating removes critical electrolytes and adds that as the body's temperature increases, key proteins begin to break down with a serious effect on the brain. The key thing is to replace the body's lost fluids and electrolytes, says Dr. S. Max Vail, a clinical assistant professor in the University of Washington School of Medicine's Dermatology Division. Stay away from anything with alcohol in it, as alcohol is a diuretic, as is caffeine. In extreme circumstances, you can also go to electrolyte solutions like Gatorade and Powerade, but under most conditions, you'll want to stay with water. Adds Minson, listen to your body. If you're feeling thirsty, drink. Continuation of For Your Health, Brain Pain, Methods to Help Find Relief from Headaches by Suja Natarajan. I hope I said that right. Costco Connection, over-the-counter and prescription headache treatments are available in Costco pharmacies and at Costco.com. Headaches can bring life to a grinding halt. The National Headache Foundation estimates about 40 million Americans live with headaches. However, not all headaches are created equal. Understanding headache types and triggers and making the right lifestyle changes can help prevent them. Common headaches. The most common headaches include tension, cluster, and migraine. Tension headaches. These types are often associated with stress or musculoskeletal problems in the neck. The pain is usually dull and aching and occurs across the forehead or around the back and sides of the head, says Dr. Christopher Gay, pain management physician at Alaska Center for Pain Relief in Anchorage. Cluster headaches. These typically present an intense pain on one side of the head with searing pain around or behind the eye. Attacks come and go and can last for weeks to months. They are hard to treat and occur more often in men than women, says Dr. Clifford Siegel, a neurologist at Providence St. John's Health Center in Santa Monica, California. Migraines. Migraines typically occur in women and involve pulsating pain. Symptoms can include nausea, loss of appetite, or heightened sensitivity to light, smell, or sound. Migraines can last from 4 to 72 hours, says Dr. Medhat Mikhail, a pain management specialist in Fountain Valley, California. Common triggers: exertion, posture, food, anxiety, hunger, dehydration, and sleep deprivation are among the common triggers that can cause headaches. Causes can also include medications, changes in hormones, and underlying medical conditions. It is good to work with a pain specialist who can recommend the best treatment for you. Exertion. During a workout, the blood vessels in the head dilate for increased blood circulation, which can cause an exertion headache. Similarly, exercising in extreme weather and at a high altitude can trigger an exertion headache, says Mikhail. Hydration, rest, and analgesics are the fastest ways to get rid of an exercise headache. Posture. Bad posture, prolonged sitting, and excessive computer use can cause cervicogenic, which is originating from the neck, those types of headaches. A forward head posture and a slumped posture can cause the neck and shoulder to spasm and can lead to tightness that can cause tension headaches. Improved workplace ergonomics, better posture, exercise, stretching, massage, heat and cold are ways to relieve cervicogenic headaches. Foods. Certain foods, ingredients, and beverages may trigger headaches or migraine attacks. Aged cheeses, chocolates, some wines, salty foods, and excessive caffeine are among the things that can trigger headaches. A 2019 study published in the American Journal of Medicine found that consuming more than 3 servings of caffeinated beverages is associated with migraine-related headaches. A 2016 article published in the journal Headache suggests that caffeine, alcohol, and monosodium glutamate may trigger headaches or migraine attacks. Track, identify, and eliminate such food items to reduce the chances of a food-related headache. Anxiety. When the body experiences stress, the sympathetic nervous system triggers the release of stress hormones, adrenaline, and cortisol. And in a chain reaction, the muscles in the neck and scalp tense up, causing anxiety or stress headaches. Gay suggests meditation, breathing exercises, painkillers, guided imagery, and prescription medications to treat stress headaches. Hunger and dehydration. According to the American Migraine Foundation, missing meals can trigger headaches because of low blood sugar levels. Similarly, per a 2021 article published in Current Pain and Headache Reports, dehydration can be a source or trigger for headaches. Drink plenty of water throughout the day and during workouts to prevent a dehydration headache. Regular mealtimes can also minimize hunger headaches. Sleep deprivation. Lack of sleep is associated with painful headaches and exhaustion during the day. A 2011 study published in the Journal of Pain suggests that lack of sleep increases the creation of specific proteins in the body that contribute to intense headaches. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends 7 or more hours of sleep for good health and well-being. Sidebar: getting help. Headaches aren't a condition to ignore. See a doctor if your headaches are sudden and intense, frequent, more severe than usual. Don't improve with over-the-counter drugs or if you can't perform routine activities such as working or sleeping. Neurologist Dr. Clifford Siegel suggests looking for any changes in the pattern of headaches or if the headaches feel suddenly different and require a physician's attention. Another sidebar, natural therapies. Natural ways to manage headaches include aromatherapy, rhythmic and deep breathing exercises, cognitive behavioral therapy, massage and self-massage, biofeedback, muscle relaxation, acupuncture, meditation, yoga, reducing stress and eliminating loud noises and bright lights. Cold packs and warm compresses on the back of the neck can help relieve headaches. Warm compresses promote blood flow and reduce muscle tension. In contrast, cold packs have a numbing effect, which may decrease the feeling of pain, says California-based member Deborah Roos, the academic dean of undergraduate studies at the Pacific College of Health and Science. For your table, great grapes, growing world-class red wines in Portugal and Spain by Bob Haller. Bob Haller is a Costco wine and liquor buyer. Variety of wines, including those from Spain and Portugal, are available in select Costco warehouses. Recently, Costco's wine team explored Spain's Rioja and Ribera del Duero regions, as well as Portugal's Douro region. These regions produce age-worthy red wine from the same grape, which is called by different names in each region. The grape is called Tempranillo in Rioja, Tinto Fino or Tinta del País in Ribera del Duero, and Tinta Jerez in Portugal. Spain, Rioja region red wines have commanding flavors of cherry, plum, and raspberry. Winemakers in this region predominantly use American oak, which contributes to soft, round tannins and imparts flavors of vanilla and sweet spices. Small percentages of Graciano and Mazzullo grapes are often added to increase complexity and aromatics. Wines from this region tend to be lighter and more elegant than wines from Ribera del Duero. Wines from the Ribera del Duero region are often 100% Tinto Fino or Tinta del País, but small amounts of Cabernet, Merlot, and Malbec can be added to the blend. These wines are full-bodied, deeply concentrated, and complex with black fruit character and great acidity. French oak is preferred in this region. While French oak imparts some of the same flavors as American oak, the flavors tend to be more subtle. Spanish wines are often labeled with an aging statement. Crianza is aged in barrels and bottled for a minimum of 2 years, while Reserva is aged for 3 years and Gran Reserva is aged for 5 years. Portugal is home to an astonishing 250 indigenous grape varieties, many of which are grown in the picturesque Terraced Douro region. Tinta Jerez, Torriga Franca, Trincadeira, and Torriga Nacional are the most notable varieties. This hot, dry region produces wines with concentrated bold fruit, complexity, and high tannins. Douro is also home to tawny and aged vintage port, which is fortified wine. Other regions such as Douro, Lisbon, and Alentejo produce a range of wines from light and fruity to more serious with notable minerality and solid structure. The diverse wines of Portugal are like a hidden treasure just waiting for you to explore. When you visit your local Costco warehouse, we hope you'll be impressed with the fruits of our visit to these regions. I know I am. You have been listening to Costco Connections July 2023 here on Owl Radio. You can listen to Owl Radio on our specially tuned radio or by streaming on your computer or smartphone. You may also listen at your convenience on our podcast page at www.owlradio.org. Thank you for listening. This program will be replayed after 9 p.m. this evening. This is Tammy Frazee saying goodbye from Owl Radio. Go out and make it a great day.